What's up? What's up?
Hello and welcome to El Clasico,
Podcastico. Oh my goodness. Hello and welcome to El Clasico Podcastico. We're so excited for the last round of La Liga Santander action.
Game to rule them all.
That's right. And next time you hear us, it'll sound better because we'll be in person.
Oh my goodness, that's right. This is the last preview episode left in the La Liga season. Mark and I will be doing our big season recapico next week to discuss what has become of this horrid, horrid season we've just experienced in La Liga.
And I'll be fully vaxxed by Sunday, so.
Perfect. Can't wait.
Yes. Oh my God. So excited. I don't even know what I'm going to do first. Probably eat soup with my hands. I don't know.
Yeah. Go to a buffet.
Yeah. Just fondle all the food. You can do this now, right? No, you still can't do that.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I'm just going to go to Chipotle and demand they take their gloves off while they're preparing my burrito. Yeah.
Get real personal with it.
Make love to this burrito. I'm ready for it.
Well, you just went to a bar, you're telling me, before this.
I did, yes. I went to a tiki bar before this in preparation. Had to get all my notes in line, so I went and got a couple espresso martikis, it was called, at the tiki bar.
Tiki bars are the best because you can order an unreasonable amount of alcohol in one drink, and you're like, no, but it's fun.
It's like a staycation.
Yeah, but look, it's a fun glass. Yeah, it's like four drinks worth, but
yeah, but it's
got a little umbrella.
Yeah, it's a carnival.
I can, it counts as two. Yep, two. It's two drinks.
That's right. That's right. Well, I got to get my own little buzz on in order for this episode to be palatable for me. And I am Payne McCann, Barcelona fan and representative here on El Clasico Podcastico. And for all the Barca fans listening, again, I'm sorry for what you've had to go through this last season. It has not been easy. One of the more difficult seasons in memory. The worst, actually, as a Barca fan. Since before Pep Guardiola, of course, we sit at 76 points with a potential to finish with 79, which would still be the lowest since about 04-05.
Wow.
Barcelona. So not great, but Real Madrid still competing in the race for number one. Barcelona will be third. No bones about it.
Yep. Set in stone, but two teams from the capital city still vying for the La Liga title. It would be Real Madrid's 35th. So very exciting, right? 35th? Most. Yes, that's right. I keep thinking it's one more because
35.
I already had it in the bag a little while ago when we were in control, obviously. When we were going into that Sevilla game, of course, Mark Valinsky, Real Madrid supporter here on this here podcast. And we have Real Madrid in with a good shot, according to 538, 25% chance to win La Liga this year. Obviously, Atletico has 75% chance because we're 2 points behind them. We have 83 points. Atletico is 81 going to the final game. 83, not bad. We had 87, won the title with 87 last year. Or we have 81, so we could end up with 84. So we'd still be 3 points behind last year. It's really funny, too, because just big picture. So Kroos, it was weird because Toni Kroos, very quiet, obviously German midfielder, usually says nothing very controversial. Yeah. But this week he came out and he was like, Sevilla decision was ridiculous. We went over to talk to, I was over there talking to the ref and he said he didn't, they openly said they didn't know what they were doing with the handball rule. So.
That sounds about right. Yeah, hey, we don't know. Nobody knows.
It makes so much more sense now.
That's the constant. That's what we know. That's the non-variable is nobody knows what the rules are.
So that's very unsettling. But so I guess it's just you get the luck of the luck of, rub of the green. Real Madrid had that last year. We had a couple, the Benzema Sociedad. The big one was that Benzema Sociedad goal that was off his shoulder or arm. So That was the big one that got us the 2 point. Obviously got us two more points. We won by a lot more than that though last year. But this year, that it's that handball from Sevilla. Obviously, is the big one that could loom large, and then the one against Atletico Madrid that wasn't called, where the hand was out from the body. I thought that was obvious. And that obviously was a draw. So could be four point swing, obviously with the Atletico Madrid game, a 6 point swing. But it's really interesting just how close, and especially soccer, right? It's not like basketball where you get a bad call on a basket. You're like, all right, well, we'll just go get another basket. There's a lot of the bat. You know, it's pretty easy to get a basket.
Right.
Might just get the one goal all game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Real Madrid have counted on that all season. If we can just get the one, that's enough for us.
That was last year too. We had 4-1-0 wins down the stretch last year. Wow. The classic, right? The commentators love saying, this is the kind of win that gets you a title. The green.
Yeah, and whereas when Barcelona is up 1-0, we know we have to score more.
How many blown leads have you guys had? Incredible.
More than not. Absolutely.
Barcelona's form. Yeah. So what a twist and turns. Just to recap kind of this title race, Barcelona went into the last five games with it in their hands, fucked up against Granada. Mm-hmm. And then what was the next one? I'm losing track of all the.
So we have one win in our last five games. We fucked up against Granada, and then we tied Atletico Madrid with another chance to go ahead 0-0. And then we tied Levante 3-3 after that, after being up 2-0 at halftime, should have been up like 4-5-0 at halftime. So apparently the news on the word on the street is that Juan Laporta, of course, president of the FC Barcelona, recently elected, came into the locker room after that Granada loss in a tirade, like a furious rant at the team, saying, this isn't good enough. This isn't what Barcelona is about. You guys aren't playing up to expectations. You're not playing the Barcelona way. And apparently the players were taken aback by how furious Juan Laporta was. This is something you've never heard. No, he demands winning, and he demands greatness from this club, which is what should be the bar at FC Barcelona, as opposed to Bartomeu, who would never do such a thing. And in fact, he was conspiring against players,
seemingly,
and managers in his club, actively paying social media marketing companies to distribute propaganda against them. So Juan Laporta is in the trenches fighting and trying to change the mindset, the mentality of this Barcelona team, who have just been letting things slip worse and worse over the last three seasons.
Incredible. Just one win in five in the last five for Barcelona. Really just not going to get you the title.
No, we seemed resigned to our fate after that Granada loss, especially. But too bad. Ronald Koeman will probably be out. Couple people in mind, of course, Xavi, who people have been speculating since they saw like four suitcases packed up for a return to Barcelona. And they're like, that's a lot of luggage. Hansi Flick as well in the talks of coming to Barcelona, which would be awesome.
Good, right?
All of our players would immediately gain 25 pounds of muscle. And I am all for it.
Oh my God, Goretzka.
Can you imagine Ronald Araujo looking like a real beefcake out there?
Leon Goretzka, the midfielder for Bayern Munich, or Flick, coach, went from like getting sand kicked at him to the beep on the beach to kicking the sand.
Yeah, exactly. Frankie De Jong will look like Arnold Schwarzenegger by the end of Hansi Flick's
wild
reign. Would be awesome, but who knows? Xavi is the favorite, obviously, for most of the culés out there, but only time will tell.
For good reason. Very exciting. But Barcelona have you guys got one more game to play.
We got one more game to play, and boy, is it meaningless, Mark. it means absolutely nothing to the finish of La Liga. We're going to be in third come hell or high water, but we will be playing last place in La Liga, Eibar, who are 20th in La Liga. They will be getting demoted at the end of the season, and we could not beat them. earlier this season. If you recall, we tied Ibar 1-1 in December, and what a laughable game that was for Barcelona. Messi didn't play, first of all. Second of all, Martin Brathwaite started, missed a penalty kick, and missed a couple wide-open chances, which also happened last game, of course, at the very end against
Celta Vigo. He's going to be gone. He's getting sold.
Oh, he's out. He's one of the 14 players that are being sold this summer, but Brathwaite absolutely up on that list of must sell. Unfortunately, you know, I'm sure he's enjoyed playing for Barcelona and wanted to make an impact.
Had a good run this year. Had those like four games where he was incandescent.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a good run of form for a while when we were that all was doing it. As a team. Yeah, 3 goals, 2 assists. Not terrible. Not great. Not good enough to keep as we change guard here going into the next season. So he will be one of the players getting sold. He missed that penalty, missed a couple wide open chances. We tied the game 1-1. Dembele was the only one to score for us in that game. We will be playing them in Ibar this week. We've played our last game at the Camp Nou. So this one will be playing in the Ipurua Stadium.
Yes, the best Ibar stadium in La Liga, which now will be gone next year. It stinks.
That's right. That's right. They will be in Segunda A in La Liga.
Because people can watch from their apartments. Yeah, it's awesome.
Exactly. They can watch from their high rises right over the ledge. That's a cool stadium. And I hope to beat Ibar in our last game of the season. Who knows what's going to happen? We haven't looked really capable of beating anybody lately over these last 3 games. But this is the worst team in La Liga. It's our last game of the season. Ronald Koeman's last game as a manager. So, will he do something exciting? Will he make the most of it?
Never know.
I do know. And the answer is no.
No.
He has one idea and one idea only. And we all need to conform to that, which is the 3-5-2 come whatever. Whatever's happening, whoever we're playing.
If meteors were raining from the sky,
it wouldn't make a difference if it was the end of the world. If UFOs were landing outside of the stadium, nothing would change. He's going to go with the 3-5-2. Marc-Andre Ter Stegen, not available. He just got his patellar tendon surgery, so he will not be available for the Euros this summer. But he will be rehabbing for 2 months. He will be back ready for the start of La Liga next season, which I can't wait for, to get this one out of my brain. We're going to come out at 5-2 because it's all Koeman knows. So it's going to be Neto in goal with his last game for Barcelona. Mm-hmm. He will also be sold, just like, what's his name, the Dutchie that was behind Ter Stegen last year.
Cillessen?
Yeah, Jasper Cillessen, thank you. He's going to be gone, and Arnau Tanjas, who is our Barca B guy, will be coming up as Ter Stegen's backup next year. But Neto will have his last game between the sticks for Barcelona coming up on Saturday at noon against Ibar. And then the three across the back will not change. It's going to be Longley, PK, and Araujo because Koeman's out of ideas. The five across the midfield will be Jordi Alba, Pedri, Busquets, De Jong will be back in exchange for Elias Moriba because he is no longer on his suspended yellows for his 5th yellow over the course of 38 games. and then to his right will be Sergiño Dest. Don't play Roberto there again, please. At least admit you've learned something. I bet he plays Dembele here, but I'm hoping he plays Sergiño Dest because he thought Dembele provides a threat down that right wing, which he does. But Dest can do that and play defense, which is also good.
Combo.
And then Griezmann and Messi up top, of course. It was a struggle last game against Ibar, but we did not have Messi on the field. Messi's going to want to go out on a high note here. A lot of people are rumoring that he's going to PSG. I don't believe it. I think he's staying at Barcelona, but a lot of people say he's going to make more money. Actually, La Parisienne, a Paris outlet, said that Messi's family wants him to go to PSG. and not stay at Barcelona, which is a hot take. I don't know how where they got
quite
that
a in. Rumor.
Yeah, it's but quite something to say. I La Parisienne. I don't know. Is that tier one?
I don't believe so.
No Paris media outlet can be believed.
L'Équipe is like a tier four. That's the one I usually hear. I don't know.
It's probably about the same for this one. But I don't believe it. That's the bottom line. I think he's staying.
Everybody at ESPN says he's staying at Barcelona.
Yeah. I think so because all Juan Laporta has
That's what those idiots think.
All Juan Laporta has to do is deliver a good project in the next couple of years for Messi to stick around for. He just wants to know that we are turning the corner into becoming a Champions League competitive team again.
Yeah. What, Messi's going to be an oil mercenary? Cool.
Right. Apparently, Messi told Juan Laporta, because to enter the elections, you have to have like 125 million euro backing, like financially. And Messi told Laporta he wished that Laporta had let him know he was having trouble with that, because he's like, I would have gotten you the money. Problem. I get that to you. And
you can find that in the couch cushions.
Yeah, exactly. I found that under my
so room. Loaded.
Exactly. He just opens his dashboard. He's like, oh, here's 125 million.
Oh, shit.
Right. You should let me know. So hopefully Laporta can deliver that. I think Messi is inclined to stay. He is Barcelona DNA. He like makes our club what it is, of course. If you're a Barcelona fan, the reason is probably because you've watched Messi play, right? So yeah. We're all hoping he stays. And I think
that's why you became a Barcelona fan, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I hope he stays and mentors this next generation coming up. But all we need to do is make one spectacular sign, like an Erling Haaland, I think, to keep Messi on our team. But he is going to be playing this game against Eibar. And to finish out the season, we've won one game in our last five. Can we just win? Can we just win one?
Be nice.
And the game on just not at the most sour note possible. And my thinking is no. I think
we're going to
tie this game 2-2. What's going to happen is we're going to be up 2-0. And then they're going to get a goal like maybe right before halftime and make it 2-1.
Ibar's already relegated.
They're already relegated. They're just going to be playing for pride as well as Barcelona. But we are just going to be, I think, out of it as a team mentally. Because we haven't shown, outside of like a couple matches this entire season, that kind of fighting spirit and want to win. Which is unfortunate, but I honestly would love to see us win this game 3-1, 4-1. I just see that with the way we've been playing, with our heads down, tail between the legs, I bet we go out with a 2-2 draw just to make sure Ronald Koeman is gone at the end of the season. Just whatever we can get. Garcia Pimienta, our Barca B coach, come on up, something like that. But so I bet we go out on another low note, because what do we have to believe in at this point as a Barcelona fan? I bet Messi gets a goal, and I bet Griezmann gets a goal. And then I bet we sell Griezmann over the summer.
Wow.
So just wait for it. We're going to go out on yet another low note. We've already lost La Liga. We've got the Copa del Rey for whatever that's worth, which is next to nothing. And then We'll start next year.
Where do they store the Copa del Reyes?
I don't know. I think their door stops in the visitor locker room.
They just hand it to a child passing by. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, here, take that. Yeah. It's like Messi just signs it and hands it to the kid.
All right. Well, so, we're too excited for that game.
Final game of the season is going to be a 2-2 draw, because and Koeman will just be cross-armed, frowning the whole game. Like, I guess this is how it ends.
He doesn't have to write notes this time. I was laughing at the end of the last game. Like, what is he jotting down? What is his big revelation that's going to
change? It reminded me of like watching Derek Chauvin write notes down during his trial. I'm like, I know you're just doodling. Those are just scribbles.
You're not being contrite.
No, you're
right
not
now.
Actively listening and watching. No.
So watch out for that one on Saturday.
Yeah. Optimistically, we win 4-1. Messi gets a hat trick for the first of the season. which would be, but I mean, he's going to have his first season as a Barcelona player with no hat tricks.
Hey, he's going to have way more goals than he had last year, though. He's already got 30 in La Liga. So, hey,
he'll end with 31.
He'll have that golden boot, whatever the hell they call it. Oh, Pichichi.
Pichichi, yeah.
In La Liga, because Gerard Moreno is second on 23. I don't think he's going to get 7.
It would be fantastic.
Against Real Madrid.
Good. Yeah, that would be impressive.
But so congrats to Messi. He'll have another trinket to throw on his pile, at least.
I mean, it seems like for a while there, every game, pre-game, they were just awarding Messi with another lifetime career trophy.
What can we give him? Just give him something else.
Most goals made on an overcast day at the Camp Nou in the last 40 years. Congratulations.
Clap.
yeah. Give him the honor guard.
It can feel good.
All right. Hey. But Real Madrid actually has something to play for this week.
We do.
Which must thrill you.
As I mentioned, decent shot at the title still. Atletico Madrid, the 2 points up. Real Madrid have the tiebreaker. So all Real Madrid need is for Atletico to draw or lose against Valladolid, who I thought last week were relegated, but Peyton, they are not out of it. Valladolid only have a 98% chance of being relegated, according to 538. And all they have to do is win and hope that Huesca and Elche lose. So very possible.
Aren't they 19th right now?
Yes.
By the lid? Yeah. Out of 20, for those listening.
Yeah. And they're 2 points behind Huesca and Elche.
Okay.
So they just need both of them to not get any points. Elche are playing Athletic Bilbao, so that could be a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And Valladolid are playing Atletico, obviously. So, yeah. Wait. Huesca is playing Valencia. Huesca is playing Valencia.
Which should be a loss.
So they could lose that, too. So, Valladolid, so that's good for me, is I want Valladolid should feel like they should try to win. And if you'll remember, Valladolid play Real Madrid tough. We beat them 1-0 both games this year, and they were scrappy affairs. So we'll see if they can do it against Atleti. According to 538, just a 61% chance for Atletico to win. That's pretty low.
Wow. They could choke. Big stakes.
Yeah. Big stakes. So we've seen choking before, by the way. So Real Madrid famously choked away the title. If you're wondering how many times has this happened, it's happened plenty of times. Most famously and hilariously for Barcelona fans, Real Madrid were beating Barcelona by a couple points going into the final game in two consecutive seasons, 1991, 1992, and 1992, 1993, and both times blew it on the final day, and they lost to Tenerife.
Oh my goodness, that's so random.
In the first game, 91-92, they were winning 2-0. Fernando Hierro scored until the 77th minute. They were up Real Madrid up 2-1. And Tenerife gets 2 goals in the last 15 minutes. Amazing. And Barcelona pipped the title by 1 point. Yeah, they got 55 points because it was 2 points for a win back then.
Okay, I was gonna say, that is low.
Yeah, and then the next year, Barcelona did it again. Pipped Real Madrid to the title by 1 point, 57-56, because Real Madrid lost to Tenerife 2-0 in the last match day. And Tenerife, no world beater, obviously. Probably not a very good team. I haven't even heard of them. I don't even remember the last time they were in.
That's a team that will come up in the Supercopa, you know, every right. other year. You'll play them in the round of 64.
Right. So unbelievable. I can't imagine being a Real Madrid fan back then and experiencing that. So, And then Real Madrid won their first title under Zidane on the last day. They beat Malaga. Ronaldo scored. Oh, remember those days. Having a real striker. Or Benzema is a real striker. Extraordinary striker.
The French national team doesn't agree, apparently. But
he's back. He got called up.
He is back. It's about time.
It's amazing. Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. After a lot of animosity between
who in their right mind would pick Olivier Giroud over Karim Benzema?
To see what he's in one goal this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd.
So weird. But yeah, in with a shout, Real Madrid. So there's a lot of history behind winning on the last day. So everything still up in the air. And we know Atletico almost pissed it away last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Kid really had to rescue it at the end, of course, scoring twice in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah. I would call it Suarez heroics, but it was as much the other team not trying at the end.
Yeah, and Atletico have dropped points. They have a loss and a draw in their last five games, so it's not over. It's not over.
Right.
Real Madrid, of course, I have to win to make any of this possible. So let's look at Real Madrid's game. Real Madrid have to play Villarreal, who are good. That is the issue. We have actually the exact chances, according to 538, of winning our game, basically 63% chance of winning our game. So add those two together, and that's where you get the 25%, I guess. Villarreal, though, here's a neat twist. They play just 4 days later in the Europa League final against Manchester United.
That's right. Unai Emery just beat Arsenal.
So my thinking is, and actually they moved the match was going to be on Sunday. La Liga moved it to Saturday to be like be more fair or something for Villarreal. So good news for Villarreal, bad news for Real Madrid. I'm guessing they play all their guys to give them the most opportunity possible to get some sort of European spot, right? So if they win the Europa League final against Manchester United, they're in the Champions League next year. So right. They would be the fifth La Liga Champions League team. But right now they're tied. They're in seventh, but they're tied on points with Betis, 58. So they must lose the tiebreaker to Betis. But so they got, I mean, they, you know, just got to hope for a good result. Real Betis plays Celta Vigo, so, you know, there's easily some drop points there.
Barcelona knows how hard Celta Vigo play.
Yeah, Vigo are good. They're in eighth.
Last week.
So, you know, there could definitely be some drop points there. So Villarreal's got to be licking their chops, trying to beat Real Madrid. They have Gerard Moreno, who Barcelona's got their eyes on, apparently. 23 goals, as we mentioned. Second leading scorer. And then Villarreal also on some crazy form right now. They beat Sevilla, who Real Madrid famously tied 2-2. They thumped him 4-0 in their last game.
Jeez.
Carlos Bacca had a hat trick.
That's crazy. Yeah, I watched the highlights.
And then, yeah, they beat Villarreal 2-0, lost 2-4 to Celta Vigo. They beat Getafe, and then they lost to Barcelona in the last five. So they have a lot of crooked numbers on their games, which is fun. Because this La Liga season, not seen a lot of scoring. So they could score their fourth in goals. Game. Let's just have some fun. Let's watch a fun game.
So much excitement. Not this back and forth.
Athletic Bilbao game. Good. Lord, zero shots on target for both teams in the first half. It's like a war of attrition. It's
Athletic Bilbao, they play in the trenches. Play in the trenches. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just 2 feet of mud. Everybody's got just horrible rash.
Trench foot.
Scabs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's miserable watching and playing, but let's see some offense in this game. Rivera also give up a decent amount of goals. So I think they're seventh in goals against. Yeah, 42. So for a decent amount. So I think we should be able to score on them. Barcelona know this. I think you guys beat them like 4-0. This year, Real Madrid tied them 1-1 in our last game, but we had no Benzema that game. And I think we had one goal. Mariano's like only goal of the year in that game, that header within like the first 2 minutes. And then we did nothing the rest of the game. So here's what's interesting about our lineup, right? Like who's going to play this game?
Yeah.
Cause Vinny has been really off kilter since his amazing breakout game against Liverpool. He went back in his shell. I don't know what.
Right.
I thought that would just kickstart him and he'd be amazing, but he hasn't scored since then. It hasn't looked like scoring since then.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Does Hazard start? He hasn't earned it either.
No. I mean, I guess he's had sort of less opportunity to with his injuries and everything. But Vinny, I mean, only 3 goals on the season.
Yeah, so I'm losing that bet. Hazard.
You know it.
Has barely played. He played like 13 minutes last game. Just kind of, we weren't trying to do anything on offense at the end of that Athletic game. We were just trying to hold the ball. So, but this might actually be a good opportunity for him, though. I'll bet he starts on the left because Villarreal play an open game. So maybe he can actually do a dribble, maybe. Just get something. If I see him
get something going,
if I just see him receive the ball on the left and just pass it back to the center back, I'm going to jump through my television because,
yeah.
What is the point? What's the point of it?
Yeah. Why should we be starting you if you're not going to be able to take a guy one-on-one?
He beat the most defenders in, like, the history of the Premier League 1 year, I think. Mm-hmm. He's
crazy.
I'm so sad.
It's like he just can't trust his knees and ankles.
Because you can see when he does get it going sometimes that he's got the foot speed still. We were talking a few games ago, like, oh, he can do it. He just doesn't. Yeah, he's like Bale. Stop doing that, too.
Right.
He's afraid of hurting it, which I don't blame him. The other weird thing about this game is, well, frontline first. Hazard, I think, will start on the left. Deserves a shot, at least. Vinny should be benched.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So whatever. Just mix it up, Zidane. Benzema will start, obviously, up top. Our 22-goal scorer. He's been incredible, obviously, all year. Rodrigo on the right. Just had some good games recently. Obviously had the cross for the had an assist against Granada. Little quiet against Bilbao, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Zidane just seems to be favoring him over Asensio right now for whatever reason. So yeah. Offers a little more dynamism, obviously.
Kind of has, I feel like, over the last couple of years.
Just
favored him over Asensio.
I don't think he's got as much game time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he does get the start again. A little quiet against Bilbao, but everybody sucked against Bilbao. So that'll be interesting, too. But I'll bet Zidane rides him. And then Modric, Case, Valverde, Cruz has COVID in the latest horrible twist of this.
Oh, man. Which reminds me, have you heard the story of River Plate that just happened yesterday?
No.
So River Plate, Argentinian powerhouse soccer team, across town rivals of Boca Juniors, are in the CONMEBOL Libertadores, like the South American Cup of clubs. The day before their game, which is like the last group game before the tournament, 20 players tested positive for COVID, including all 4 goalkeepers. In a team, and they CONMEBOL announced they have to play. So the next day, they played with 11 players total, no substitutes, and a midfielder as their goalkeeper, and they won.
I did see this headline.
Yeah. They beat Santa Fe. Yeah, 2-1. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, Alejandro Perez, I believe, was the midfielder who played keeper, and he was like man of the match at the end of the game. And they won 2-1. Just crazy. No subs.
Incredible. Let's get everybody vaccinated. Just get in their shot.
Yeah, please.
How do these people not have their shots? Unbelievable. Anyway,
Cruz positive as well.
So sad. Second best player this year. You can't even argue with me. Toni Kroos. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. I think he's about 10 assists in La Liga. Might win the assist title in La Liga. So it'll be interesting to see what he does in midfield. But I bet we see Luka Modric, obviously, the ageless Croatian man of the match last time out. Casemiro and Fede Valverde. And then backline, Miguel Gutierrez is now our star.
Wow. Yeah. Welcome to the big leagues.
Look great, obviously, against Bilbao. Militao, Nacho will start at center back. Weird thing about this game is that Ramos and Varane will be available, but I don't think they should start. Just Militao and Nacho have earned their spots.
Weird. Yeah, maybe not the preferred starters anymore because they become a dynamic duo back there, Militao and Varane.
They've been unstoppable.
Or Nacho and Militao, yeah.
I mean, what about how many goals have we allowed? 0-1-2 Sevilla, 0-0. So they've been great. And don't break them up. And Varane's going to leave anyway, and Ramos is going to leave anyway. So maybe give him, which is a crazy storyline. But
speaking of leaving, David Beckham wants Marcelo at Inter Miami next season.
I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
I would totally watch. Oh, my God. I would totally watch Inter Miami games. Let Marcelo dominate these, random 36-year-old Americans.
Yeah, the best player right now is Nani or Chicharito in the MLS.
Yeah, I think Marcelo would do okay.
Yeah, I think he'd hold his own.
So very good for Militao and Nacho. What great stories this year. Coming out as stars after being kind of forgotten. Nacho got called up to the Spanish team, national team.
Oh, yeah.
So absolutely. Great for him, and we'll see Odriozola on the right, too, who's been a great story here at the end of the season after everybody writing him off and me deriding him as absolutely useless. But he's had some big assists as well, and then obviously big Thibaut at the back. I think this is going to be a fun one. Obviously, the big question is just how many players will Villarreal actually come out and play with? So, I mean, I think we'll win. We just seem to be in pretty good form in league. Obviously, two straight wins. I'll bet. Should I bet? No, I'm not going to say Hazard scores. So stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Doesn't happen.
I'm going to say Casemiro scores.
Oh, okay.
I think Villarreal are kind of short. I'm basing that off nothing. I don't know that.
Hey, he's got that big catcher's mitt face. He can head anything off.
A lot of these other teams are short. I just feel like I feel like he's got an advantage. We have the most headed goals in the league this year, so why not pick Casemiro to head one in? It's always a good bet. I'm going to stop saying Valverde is going to score. So
right.
That's not going to happen, but you can't bet against Big Ben, so I'll bet Ben's throws one in too. But Villarreal are tough, so I'll bet they score as well. So we win 2-1. I think that was my prediction against Bilbao, and I was wrong. It was 1-0. But but it's 2-1. I'll bet it's a close one. But it's a bit of a sweaty match, and sweating it right down to the final hour. But we finish the win and just see what tiny little Valladolid can do.
Oh, it all comes down to this. In the last weekend for Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid, Barcelona are just along for the ride for one last swing. But looking forward to it. What do you think overall? What you have a chance, or is this Atleti's to lose?
I think it's going to be like last weekend, where it's my heart. It's just so stressful because you're trying to get two things that you can't control to go your way. And then it was going my way, and unlike some other people that were like, oh great, Madrid got this in the bag, what Atleti's gonna get two goals in 10 minutes, I was like, no, I'm not celebrating at all,
right?
I'm going to assume that Atletico are gonna come back, and then it just, my fears were confirmed. So yeah, I'm gonna hold it till the end. I'll bet it takes Atleti a while to score. I bet maybe even the same thing happens, Valladolid get one. Valladolid are pretty good. I mean, their record's not good, but I'm telling you, this is an eye test. Real Madrid barely have beaten them the last 2 years. I think we've scored 4 goals in 4 games. And one of them, they play decent defense, at least against us.
Yeah. Atletico are going to be nervy. They're going to be nervous.
They have been down the stretch. Yeah. So, yeah, I bet it's exciting. I bet it goes right down to the end, but I'll bet Atletico find a goal somewhere, probably like a 1-0 deal, probably at the end. And
Luis Suarez is going to win the Liga for them in the death nails.
Yeah, probably him. Might be Llorente, somebody like that. just winning it at the end will be crazy celebrations for them. You know, I'll bet Atleti win their 11th, I believe, 11th league title. So
crazy.
It'll be a close one. Then we'll see if Zidane stays. But of course, we'll do a wrap up show. And then
not just a good old fashioned recapico, but a season recapico next week. And then we're going to be taking a little break after that, a little off-season staycation for the both of us. And when we come back, we're going to be together. We're going to have some better audio. And we're going to be bringing you a YouTube channel as well.
Oh, hell yeah. And because we said it, we have to do it now. So it's going to be fun. Some fun videos. And, oh boy, the transfer. I can't wait. I can't wait till the season's over so we can talk about transfers. It's the funnest.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to do like CNN with a scroll for transfer news as we're talking about what's going on. It's a big one. Barcelona could be losing as many as 14 players this offseason. One of the biggest transfer seasons in history with our new president. And of course, everything with COVID and the shifting of talent around the world. It's going to be huge. Can't wait to go over it. And can't wait to see who's reigning as La Liga champions next week.
So yeah, get ready for it. Make sure you bring, I don't know, some IV fluid or a heart monitor, because it's going to be nuts this weekend. And we hope you have fun watching the last Spanish soccer for a while, and maybe fans the next time we see them. So I can't wait to say goodbye to fanless soccer, because it's not real soccer.
Not the same. No, I'm tired of hearing FIFA 21 noises.
And Real Madrid will be back at our actual stadium next year.
New and improved.
Good riddance to this season, but hey, it'd be nice to end with a little bit of silverware. So let's go, Madrid. A la Madrid.
Yes, and Visca El Barça. And please don't forget, if you enjoy the episode, give us your 5-star ratings and your kind reviews. It goes a long way.
We love you.
Totally into our hearts, but also on the iTunes charts, which helps us as well. Please follow us on Twitter at ePodcastico. And send us an email to elclassicopodcastico@gmail.com.
What did you dream about last night? We want to know.
I want to know. Tell me your fever dreams.
Yes. I had a dream that I was talking to Florentino Perez last night.
No way.
Yeah.
In what capacity?
I was talking to him about the Super League, and I was like, I get it, dude. I get it. You got to get the revenue in. It's tough. And I also remember in the dream, him like not really listening to me. He was like looking over at somebody else.
That is the most realistic dream.
He was ignoring me in my dream.
Not giving you the time of day in your fantasy.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Waiter. Wait.
And you're just like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Bye.
That's fine. All right. Well, we'll see you on Tuesday for our grand season recapico. The biggest episode of the year.
So exciting. Bye-bye.
So exciting.